Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the eighth week after the Sunday of Trinity. Monday, our scripture reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 17 through 20. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others and now sharing in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. We should note carefully that the Lord Jesus orders Christians and gives them authority to be judges over all doctrine, to pronounce judgment on whether it is correct or not. This authority was filched from us by false Christians for something like 1,000 years so that we had no authority to pronounce judgment on any doctrine but simply had to accept, without expressing any judgment, whatever the Pope and the councils determined. This gospel completely overthrows the papacy and all councils. We are not obliged to accept what the Pope enjoins or what men set up. Therefore, I say once more, take careful note of this gospel. Neither the Pope nor the councils have received the command to set up and determine what faith is. Christ says here, beware of false prophets. Either the gospel must be lying or the Pope with his councils. Christ tells us that as Christians, we have the right to judge all doctrine and what has been set up for us to hold or not to hold. Christ is not only speaking only about the Pope, but to all Christians. Just as Christ's former words were spoken to all, whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. So also these words exclude no one. Beware of false prophets. From these words, it is quite clear that I have the right and duty to judge doctrine. Hence, I am obliged to say, Pope, you and your councils have made decisions. I now have to judge whether I can accept these decisions or not. For you will not be at my side to answer for me when I have to die. So I have to see to it where I stand, and I must be sure of my ground. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your word is the truth, and you have given us full and ready access to this word of truth. Grant us a sure and certain understanding of your word, that we may always stand fast in our faith and openly confess the truth of your word through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.